Alright, so today is Bava Basra Daf Samach Beis. We're on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amal, right? We're by the Hud Amalek the Chabri, Ari the Beir Archia. Is that what we're up to? Oh, okay, we're going to have to go back to the beginning anyway. Okay, today's Daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal in memory of W. Yechiel Mechel Ben Yoshua Chaim, Hashem, Hashem, Heaven, Aliyah. So let's just reread where we're up to. So, Hud Amalek the Chabri, a guy says to his friend, Ari de Bechia Mizabnalach. I sold you the land of Bechia. Habi le Tarti Arsa the Habi Miskrin Bechia Bechia. And he has two parcels of land that are called the land of Chia. So Amr of Ashi, Chada Amrle, Tarti la Amrle. He said Ara, so it's singular, so it's only one land. And he gives the Rishbam says he gives the buyer the worst land because the Yad Helionas with the Mocher. Vi Amrle Arsa. If he just he says Arsa, which is in plural, so Stum Amius Arsa Stayim. The minimum amount of plural is two, right? Shtayim. The Iyamalei Kol Arasa. If he says all my land, right? For Kol Arasa the Islay, he sells all of his land that he has. Levar except Mibustini Upardisi, except for the gardens and the vineyards. But the Iyamalei Zihira. If he says the word Zihira, which Rashbam points out is a more expansive word used for karkos, so that will include Iyamalei Zihira Afilu Beibustini Upardisi. That includes the Ginos and the Karamim. Levar Mibati Ba'avdi. But it leaves out, it doesn't include his home, right? It doesn't include the domicile and his Avadim, and or his slaves. Vi Amar Le Nechasai, right? If he says my property, right? Then that includes even the Bate Ba'avdi. That includes even the again, all these Gemaras is based on the times, on what was understood, what were the market terms of those times. The Rambam points out that it all depends on what the current situation is, and what current market practice is. Here, in the times of the Gemara, this current market practice, and Nechasai includes Batim and Avadim. Question is, though, does Nechasai also include your Metaltalin? Does that also include your movable property? So the Rambam points out, Ava Metaltalei Lo, if you say Nechasai with one Yud, right, Nichsei, whatever it is, right, nichasai, yes, one yud. Abamatantli lo, ada amrle kol nichasai. Until you say all my property, with the, it looks here, the difference is that there's a two yuds, there's a double yud over there.
No, now he says kol, instead of just
nichasai. Why does he say?
He says kol.
You think that's just because he says kol? Yeah. Kol includes everything.
Right.
Why does he add an extra yud? What's this? Ah, so he brings down the Hagos, you're right, the Hagos brings down maybe even with one yud. So the issue is that it says kol, includes kol. And Tosfos also points out, if you said nechsai includes batim avadim, aval metaltalin lo, but not the metaltalin. But he says, he focuses on the double yud. He goes, ve'afagav the amar b'misha meis kol nechsai, the ploni glimla ikri, ikri nechsai, lashon nechsai, shani demashba ribu yoser, Minachsai dahacha. Aval ein lechalik mishum dahasim amar kol nechasai. He doesn't say the chilik is not because of kol. Also, again, it depends on the language. It all just depends on what the lashon of the time is used, on what's included, what's not included. Okay, now we're going to begin the pictures. You know, growing up, you get a book report, and he said, "Oh no, no pictures." You're all upset. Gemara with the pictures, you're like, oh God, what's going on? You're going to figure out what's going on with the pictures. So let's read the Gemara, we're going to read the Rashbam, and we're going to look at the pictures. The pictures in the Rashbam are actually pretty helpful, and it's not so bad. So now the Gemara is going to deal with when you sell a field, and you gave, you know, descriptions of borders, right? But they're not, they weren't equal. The borders didn't match up. It was short on one side, long on another side, didn't match up. So a guy selling a field to his friend, and in the Shtar Mechira, he's Mitzayim what the borders of the field of the sale are. Right? Mutzer lo, right? So he gave two descriptions of the border, right? Metzer echad aruch, metzer echad katzer. So what happens? He says that, look at Rashbam, right? Mutzer lo hamocher sadlachavei b'shtar mechira, metzer maravi aruch me'ama. The western border is 100 amas long. But he only described the opposite eastern border as 50 amas. So he's got a northern border, a southern border, and a western border. But the western border and the eastern border don't match up. The eastern border is only half the size. You see that picture? He was kotzer, right? Ella ad chotia sada umeitzit shal sofam dor mi minus mom mizrach umar of kaze. Kaze, he points out over here. Right, so what does the Gemara say? Amar Rav, Rav says, lo kana ela keneged hakotzer. You're only kone keneged the kotzer. Meaning, look at the picture. He says exactly. You draw a line between the 100 amas and the 50 amas. You only kone the field, half of the field basically. Rashbam says again, ela keneged hakotzer, keneged meitzar mizrachi yikne. He's only going to be kone keneged the shorter one that he left up 50 amas. Dainu chotzi asada, which is half the field. He just was giving, like we had up before, he was just giving extra, you know, description, but it's not included in the sale, because you need to write the full description in the sale for it to count. So basically, he has the full on this side, full on this side, and he goes here and half here, so it's only cut. Yeah, people are listening, I'm just going to say here and here and here. It's like when you have someone gives a shear and they use the blackboard, you know what's going on. But you look at the pictures, you see clearly that it's only half the field he gets. That's that case. So Amar Rav lo kana ela keneged hametzar. So they said back to him. Rav Kahana Rav Asi said to Rav, Amar lei, Rav Kahana Rav Asi Rav, the yikne keneged rosh tor. Wait a second. Why are you saying that he only gets half the field? Why don't we draw a diagonal from the end of the 50 amos all the way down to the 100 amos? Sorry, because he said 100 amos, so you should include that whole border. So let's look at the Rashbam. The yikne keneged rosh tor klomar. Maybe it was Bedavka who said one long side and one short side. He wants 100 amas to be included on the western side, and only 50 amas to be included on the eastern side. You could acquire the entire field on a diagonal. You draw a diagonal from the edge of the short side all the way down to the long side, and there's a bigger sail over here, there's a bigger portion over here, because now you got, you know, every time you move across, it's a little bigger. So Shosik Rav. Rav was quiet, and they say that Rav was Moda. But now the Gemara is going to go back. It's really, the Gemara is really not that hard, even with the pictures. The Gemara is going to go back and into Divrei Rav and going to explain it, even though they're going to go try to ask a question on Rav, or try to explain Rav before he was Chozer. Okay, so we have to get out of the fact that he was Chozer, and we have to go now ask the following questions. Okay, so according to Rav, before he was Chozer, he's only calling a half the field, like in the picture. Right, the short side, the long side, he's only calling a half the field. Umode Rav, prior to his shtika, Hecha de'ika meitzer Ruven b'shimo mechad gisa, umeitzer Levi Yehuda mechad gisa. Let's just read it. Midahabile le mikhtav le de Ruven keneged Levi with the Shimon keneged Yehuda, right? Below kasev le shma minah keneged rosh tor hod amalei. So what's the case over here? Look at the picture also. The case over here is that, again, the west, when forget the north and south, those are fine. On the eastern and western borders, on the eastern border, it was split in two. Ruven and Shimon bordered the eastern side, and Levi and Yehuda bordered the western side. So you want to give a description, and we'll see the Rashbam inside again. You want to give a description. So instead of saying it's between the fields of Reuben and Shimon on one side and Levi and Yehuda on the other side, he says it's between the fields of Reuben and Shimon on one side and Yehuda on the other side. And he leaves out saying Levi. So there he says that's clear that there would have to be a diagonal drawn from the short side of Yehuda up to the 100 amas on the other side, because he included Reuben and Shimon explicitly. Right? So let's read it. It's a long Rashbam. Let's read it. Right, the length of the width of the field is 100 amos. So Levi is a parallel, or across, right, is across from Reuven for 50 amos in the field. And Reuven and Shimon are opposite each other. Sorry, Yehuda and Shimon are opposite each other 50 amos. Because of Lo B'Shtar, he wrote in the Shtar, Meitzer Ruven and Shimon min Mizrach, and Meitzer Yehuda min Marav. He writes Ruven and Shimon on one side, and he only writes Yehuda. The Hainu Meitzer Maravi, can't think with the Dal Kitzer, Meitzer Maravi Kutzer. He let it short. The Levi Lo Hiskir, and he doesn't include Levi. So Hacham Moder Rav here, Rav is called is Moder the Yikne Keneged Rosh Tor. You have to do it on a diagonal. The I Habi Boy Mochel Hiknos Keneged Hakutzer, Hachi Habi Le Lemichtav. If he wanted to be only connected a kotzer, meaning split the field in half, right? Habli Mitov Vishimon Kineged Yehuda. Just Shimon Kineged Yehuda, and then that would be right down the middle of the field. Klomar Meitzer Mizrachi Shu Aruch Lo Yekne El Yehuda Kineged Shimon. Only acquire the part where Yehuda is opposite Shimon, which is half the field. The Hainu Chatzi Hasade. Okay, and then he explains what the difference is. But that's the case. That's the case according to Rashbam. Maybe we finished the Rashbam.
So in other words, before he sells there, even Rav agrees that it's such a case,
you would go by a diagonal. You make a diagonal. You would make that diagonal. Okay. Next case. So a guy selling a field. Again, the case is a guy selling a field to his friend, and these are how the borders are now set up. It's going to be the next case, the next picture in the Rashbam. You go down now, we're picture number 4. Right? So, Meitzar Ruvein Mizrach Umarav, Meitzar Shimon Tzafon Bedorim. The field's in the middle, and on the east and west side, Shimon's on the east and the west, and Ruvein's on the north and south. So you have, like the picture says, you know, working from clockwise. Ruvein, Shimon, Ruvein, Shimon. And the field's in the middle. Okay? So what did the guy do? So Meitzer Ruvein Mizrach Umarav, the Meitzer Shimon Tzafon Bedorim. Sorach L'michtev Lei, he has to write in the star that the Sada that I'm selling to you, Meitzer Ruvein Ruchin Train, or Meitzer Shimon Ruchin Train. That it's in between, that Ruvein borders it on two sides, and Shimon borders it on two sides. And if not, if he doesn't, let's read the Rashbam. Meitzer Ruvein Mizrach Umarav. Hamocher Sada L'chaveiro V'loch Rosei Lichto Mitzera. He wants to write the borders. And his neighbor Reuven has two fields. Echa b'mizrach, v'echa b'marav. One on the east, one on the west. L'shimon shcheino shtei sados, echa b'safon, v'echa b'darom. So lo yichtov lo stam, you shouldn't write just plain, sada zo shani mochelach, harehi b'toks dos Reuven v'shimon. It's in the middle of the fields of Reuven and Shimon. Don't write that. To osi l'mitlaglei ba'al kason kazeh. Because what you could do is if you only add one, only write one of Reuven and one of Shimon, so if you draw a diagonal and split the field in half on a diagonal, and right now you have two triangles, and you say that I sold you the field between Reuven and Shimon, so if you half that field is between Reuven and Shimon on a diagonal. See in the picture? That would be between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon on the one Reuven and Shimon's on the west and the north. So that would be in between. So don't write that. If you want to sell the entire field, you have to write that they border on both sides. If you only write on once, Venimsa Shinotel Eitzel Meitzer Reuven Bishimon, Abakashakosev. Meitzer Ruvein Ruchin Tartin, or Meitzer Shimon Ruchin Tartin, that they each border it on both sides, then Hare Aber Ruchos. Then you're kona all four parts, all four sides. The Kol Shekein, Im Yichtovo Beferish, Meitzer Ruvein Mizrach, Umar, Meitzer Shimon Tzafon Dorm, Rishab Adam. It's even better to write the exact description that Ruvein's on these two sides, and Shimon's is on these two sides.
So exactly which piece in that picture is he selling?
One of those two pieces. One of those, probably the worst one. One of those triangles. Okay, because he said it's between the fields of Reuven and Shimon. So, look at it. Shimon's on one side, Reuven's on the other side. It's between those fields. But if you want to sell the entire field, you should make sure that you say that Reuven borders on two sides and Shimon borders on two sides to include the entire area. Okay, that is picture number 4. Next. The Gemara has a bunch of questions that are going to end up in a teiku. So, Ibailahu, they asked the question. The guy is selling a field to his friend that's, again, it's encircled or encased by other fields, and he's going to write, describe the borders. V'siim lois hakronos. He only indicated the corners. What does that mean? Siim lois hakronos. I guess, I'm not sure if this is in the shtar, or this is somehow he does it in the field itself. Maybe they had a picture, they had a title reported in the shtar, and he made a sign as to but only in the corners. What does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. Siyam lois akronos, lashon simon. Siyam means a simon. A sign. So how you saw this harbei shov b'nei adam mekipinoso. They were a lot of. Oh, this one. There were a lot of fields circling around the borders. In other words, you had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvul. They were all around. But he only indicated in the shtar the borders that are on the corners of his field, right? He didn't include in the description who borders on the sides. Only who borders on the corners. Okay? Mi amrina. Do we say, here's the suffix, the Rashbam tells us what the suffix is. Mi amrina ein derech limkor kornos hasada Ela kol asada shebetocha karnas marchalo. Not the derech, just to sell corners. So if it's just the benches of corners, it's like brackets, and everything inside is included. Dimishum haki siim lo karnosav. O dilma lo marchalo ella tlem ba'akosom mikaren lekaren shasi ve'erev kazeh. Maybe he only sold him a strip of land that runs from one corner to the other corner, like you have in the picture on the right. Because he has the corners on either side, he sold them a strip of land going from one corner to the one corner this way on a diagonal, and one corner from the other corner this way on a diagonal, and he would leave to himself all these four triangles, around the edges, because he only mentioned the corners. That's suffix. Next suffix. Kimin gam mahu. He does it. He sells him like a min gam. What is gam? It's like a C, right? The Rashbam says, min gam os yivonis with doma l'chaf. It's the Greek letter doma to chaf, which I think is like a C, right? Like a C. Look at this. Well, it's not a ches, though. A chaf. Ches, we'll see ches. Ches is like this. That's another base. We'll see about a ches. So here also, he says this on two corners, just those two. That they're like real brackets, right? Rashbam says, "Kagon shematzlo keren dromis mizrachis keret tzmoni marabis." He does it from the dromis mizrachis or tzmonis marabis. V'nimtzo shemitzar chilas kol ruach kazeh. Kazeh is on the left side, right? Im timtzlo magavasim lo sakronos delo kana el kenegel karkronos hayna mishum dahasim lo sim es aruchos. Maybe the other side he only gets the strip of land because he didn't go on both borders. He does it on each side, right? You see, he covers each side. Or maybe no, maybe he just has it's also still diagonal, it's a wider strip that goes across, but maybe it's just a diagonal that comes across. That's that topic. Next case. Okay, so we finished seven pictures. Right. So next case, b'sirugin. If he does it b'sirugin, mahu. What's the din with sirugin? This case is a little more confusing. So what happened? He has basically eight people on the borders. Look at Rashbam. He goes trying to keep it. Also Shmona bnei Adam. And look at the picture. So on the top, you have Reuben, Shimon, then Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, Binyamin, all around. Shnayim lechol ruach. Reuben, Shimon, min Mizrach, Levi, Yehudi, min Tzafon, Yisachar, Zvulun, min Amarav, Yosef, Binyamin, Adaram. Right. So what does he write? And he writes in the Shtar. He skips over every other property. So meaning he writes because of Reuven Meitzar Mizrach. He only writes Reuven on the east and left out Shimon. Levi Meitzar Tzafon, but he leaves out Yehuda. Yisachar Meitzar Marav, but he leaves out Zvulun. And Yosef Meitzar Daram, and he leaves out Binyamin. So he skips. It's basically Sirugin. It's every other. We had the Sirugin by Chazaka. It has to be Ritzufa, not Sirugin. Here it's Sirugin, means it's every other. So, what's the story over there? Imtim Tzalomer Kimin Gam Lo Kana. Maybe just like the Gam, maybe you say, but the Gam, right? We had that bracket over there, the C. That's not Kona. Elaba alakson, haino mishum the derech limkor tlem echa ben asados. Because it is the derech sometimes to sell one continuous parcel of land. But is it really the derech to split and sell only half? Because if you're going to go by alakson, you look at the picture, you draw the lines between the places that were included in the star and those that aren't. And basically you have triangles, right? You have these right triangles, every other parcel of land. So then you sold it in such a haphazard, not haphazard, but in such a difficult way. Because it's every other, he's basically splitting up the karka into eight pieces, and every second piece is sold, and every second piece you're retaining, which is weird. Right? And the reason why, the Torah chayelo liktov klum, liktov kulam. He didn't want to write all of them, it's a tircha. I only write Sirugin because he did it shorthand to give a description on each side, north, south, east, and west. Oh, Dilmore, what do you say? Hachanami lo machar ele keneged olson shel matzer uvalakson kazeh. Or maybe he only, like we said before, he's only going to be selling on the triangle. So, I mean, if you look, the picture is very good here. He will be kone the one from Reuven. He included to Yisachar, so he draw the triangle there, and then the triangle from Shimon to Yosef, and it's every other triangle in there. He's Kona. Got it? Nachman, good?
Yeah.
All right. Next. Well, how do we paskin? So Matzalo Meitzer Rishon u Meitzer Right, so matzah, the next case, sorry. Matzah lo metzer rishon, metzer sheni, metzer shlishi, metzer revi, lo matzer, lo. What happens if he gives the border north, south, east, but leaves over the west border? What's he kone? So, Rav says, Amarav, kone hakol chutz metzer revi. He's kone the entire border, except for a strip of land on the western side, on that last fourth border that he didn't include. There's a strip of land over there that he's not kone. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Afilo Meitzer Revi Yikana. Even, he's calling the entire field. Okay? You look perplexed. You're just looking ahead? Oh, okay. V'Rav Asi Amar, Rav Asi says, Lo Kana Ela Tlem Echad Al Pnei Kula. Rav Asi says, if you left over the western side, then basically what you did is you're only calling a strip of land on each border, like a ches. Right? That's what Rashbam says. Rashbam says, Tlem Echad Al Pnei Kula. Because since he left out the western side, so it's just he only ordered a strip of land on the size that he mentioned, like that, with a ches. And he leaves out, and in the middle, it still belongs to the mocher. Again, this all depends on market practices of the day, what certain language means, and what could be different from place to place, can be different from time to time. Ravasi Amar, Lokan El Tan Echad Al Pnei Kula. Right, so why does Ravasi say that? Because Savala Kirav, he would hold like Rav, the Amar Shiru Shiru Midishayah Ben Meitzer Sharinai Mikuli. He says that you left over, and since you left over, you're left over in all portions as well. Look at Rashbam. Savala Ravasi Kidarav, the Amar Dahaydi Lo Kaspi Mishun Shiru Shayla Atman Sada. The reason why you left it over is because you didn't include it, is because you left it over in your field. And Ravasi goes even further, because he says that you left over, and you left over a larger portion. Again, just like a chas, that's what you keep. So Amar Rava, what's the halakha in this case? So Amar Rava, Hilchasa Kana Hakol Chutz Mimetzer Revi. You're koneh the entire portion, except for a strip of land on the border that you left off. And in that example, it's on the western border. The Lo Amaron, and we only said that you are not the western side is not included. The Lo Amaron Elad Lo Mibla. If the western side is not swallowed up amongst the other borders, look at the picture. If the western border is within the field, in other words, you have the ches over here, and the western border is deeper into the field. It's not flush. It's not like a regular square. It's a little shorter. Meaning that portion of the land, the other guy has a little indentation into the land. But if it's lo mivla, right? El de lo mivla, aval mivla kana. But if it's mivla. I read it wrong. Amar Rabbi Hilchos Akana Kol Chutz Meitzer Revi Below Amar El Delo Mivla. It's not Mivla. That's when you're not calling it because it's separate. But if it's Mivla, about Mivla Kana. But if it's included, it's surrounded by the land, the other land, then it's part of the sale. Nechi Lo Mivla Nami Lo Amar. And even when we say that it's Lo Mivla that you're not Kona, there's another limitation. Nechi Lo Mivla Nami Lo Amaron that you're not Kona. Ela Di Ikale Richa Bedikla V'Habe Tisha Kabin. If it has, you know, these trees, or it has enough area, it can grow 9 kabin worth of produce. It's substantial enough itself. Aval leka ale rich b'dikla v'lo habitish kabin. If it doesn't have this substantial amount, then kana. Then you even kana if it's not mivla. Those are the two scenarios. There are two limitations on it. Number one, you're not kone if it's low mivla, and even if it's low mivla, you're only not kone if it doesn't have this substantial ability to produce produce. But that's lashon number one of Rav. Rava. Ikad Amri, some say Rava said it this way. Amar Rava, sort of opposite. Hilchasa kana kol. The halacha is that you're kone everything. Okay, even the western border. Vafilu meitzer revi. Even the western border. Below Amaron, but we don't say, the only time we say that you're koneh the whole thing, including the western border, Ela de Mivla, only if it's Mivla, only if it's swallowed up. About Lo Mivla, but if it's not Mivla, it's outside, then Lo Koneh, then you're not koneh. Bechi Mivla, and even Mivla, we say that you are koneh. Nami Lo Amaron, El de Lekale Richla Vedikla, Below Habit Tishakabin, only if it doesn't produce, if it's not the substantial area, not the substantial ability to produce. But, but even if it is muvla and if it's muvla but has this size of ability to produce, then you're not kone. Michlal, I skipped this above. Michlal. So the inference is going to go back before. Nechla dechi lo muvla. If it's not muvla, apa gad deleka le richba v'dikla lo havitisha kabin lo kana. The point over here is, according to the second man, the Amar, lo muvla is never kona. Lo muvla is never kona. And if I skip the mechlal above, the mechlal above was the chi muvla, apa gad de ikhla v'richba dikla havitisha kabin. There, no matter what, muvla is always included in the sale. Right? The second, first man, the Amar, muvla is always included. And the second man, the Amar, lo muvla is always excluded. So now the Gemara is going to go that there are some similarities between the two Lashonos, and there are some differences between the two Lashonos. So the Gemara says as follows. Shamina mitarbayu. Right, we see from both Lashonos, Shamina mitarbayu listened to Rav, from both Lashonos of Rava. Now there's a machlokas also in the Rishonim as to whether or not the following is actually Gemara. A lot of the Rishonim say that from here to the two dots is from Rav Yehuda Gaon, I think, is what they mention. Who did they say? One second. Yudchas. Right. So the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva, they say that from here it's not the Gemara; it's from Lashon of Rav Yehuda Gaon. But the Rashba is quick to add that nevertheless, since even though it's not Gemara, but it's the Lashon of Yehuda Gaon, we still somech on him because he had a strong Masorah. Okay, but the Rashbam says that he uses the Lashon Kapasik Gemara b'Shaminan. So they say he's using Lashon of Kapasik Gemara that this is still Milashon of Gemara. I don't know what the Naf community would be, whether it's from Yehuda Gaon or if it's from the other than academic study. What does that do? But once it was included, like the Rashba says, once it's included, you know, then we kind of accept it. I mean, or I don't know. Maybe you say if this is from the Gaonim, it's less difficult to be cholik on this portion of the Gemara. I don't know what the Nafkamina means. I know the academics would have a field day. You see from here the different texts in the Gemara. Some people, you know, it's all based on the time, different times. If let's just we have to read the Gemara because we have it, and it's not in parentheses, you know. If it's really not Gemara, it should be in parentheses, no? So he says, Shamina mitarvaya lishnei de Rava. We see from both Lashonos of Rava, de besode lo shayer below mide. That in a field, you don't leave anything over. What does that mean? You see that he holds that both Lashonos of Rava, the Mocha doesn't leave over anything for himself, right? It's only according, the whole din is over here is only according to, it's only about the fourth border. But he didn't leave over anything in the field. He sold the entire field in the field. And that's like Rav, right? Because that was Rav said, Kana hakol, chutz yemetzer, revi. I don't know why it sounds like Shmuel. Shmuel says, afilu metzer revi. Because he says that there's no shayla at all about the, but he's like, they both almost go like Rav. That he doesn't leave over anything for himself, but there's a din on the fourth border. That's one thing that we learn. B'shamina nami, and we also see from both Lashonos, Teheicha de Mivla, that where the fourth border is Mivla, it's swallowed up within the borders of the other three, the Leka Aleh Rikba de Dikla, and it doesn't have Rikba de Dikla, Ve'lo Habe Tisha Kabin, it doesn't have Tisha Kabin, Kana. Both Lashonos would agree in that situation. If it's Mivla, and it doesn't have Tisha Kabin, that it's sold. Both Lashonos agree to that. And also, so too, lo mivla, if it's not mivla, the ika le rich b'dikla, and b'tisha kabin, lo kanan. Both Lashonos also agree, if it's not mivla, and it has this amount to produce this amount, it's also not sold to the buyer. But, here is the machlokas between the two Lashonos. Mivla, if it is swallowed up between the other borders, right? But the ika alea, and it has the tisha kabin, it has it enough, or lo mivla, or it's not swallowed up, and leka lea, so itmalay la hagisa. So what's the halacha? Shuda the dining. Just to figure out which would be the case. Which according to which lashon would it be sold, and which lashon would not be sold. So again, so if it's mivla, and it has the field. So we said that if it's mivla, according to is working this out now. What was the mechlal? Got a little confused here. So
it's Mibla. So then, look at the Rashbam. Does he speak it out in the art scroll? With a cholik, okay? So okay, according to the Lishna Kama, right, let's say the first case. It's Mivla, right? The first case is Mivla, but it has the size, the Ikola, right? Or it's not Mivla and it doesn't have. Meaning there's one reason to include it and one reason to exclude it. According to the Lishna Kama, you would be Kone. According to the Lishna Basra, you wouldn't be Kone. According to the Lishna Kama, you would be Kone because why? Because he says in the Lishna Kama, I'm a Rav, right, because he says once it's Mivla, no matter what, you're Kone. He says once you're Mivla, you're Kone. And the second man, the Amar, if it's low Mivla, but doesn't have the shear, you would be, right, according to the second sheet, the both things are required. Right, so according to the first Lashon, these cases you would be Kone.
Right,
neither one's, you won't be Kone either cases. So, Itmala lahaigisa, Itmala lahaigisa, so it depends on which sheet you hold by. So, since we don't know what the Paskin like, we say Shuda the Daini.
Is this a counter answer?
Shuda the Daini? No, so all the Rishonim talk about, what's going on here? Tosa says right away, he says, "Apakav the ba'alma b'chol duchti amrinah motzi mechaver al v'ray." What are you talking about? So the judge, we don't know who the paskin like, so we say shoot to the dining. Let the judges use their own.
No, the note it says over here is the judges base it on a case by case basis.
That's shoot to the dining.
Right, but how many times have we come across this?
Shoot to the dining. We came across, I think, once in we talked about it at the beginning of Yachlok Tosos Yachlok Umav Mitzia. We talked about it about. Usually the din is, we have three dinah that we usually go. We either say Yachloku,
right,
which is really simplest, unless it's Zorah Ramona, or Motzi Mechaber L'Raya. That's the real din. Ukim Emoni the Fesfas Mara, and say Motzi Mechaber L'Raya. What will be the case here? You don't know who to pass in like. We don't have any, we don't know what to do. So you keep the field in the hands of the Mocher. It's a Safik.
No, that's not.
Here they're not saying that. Here they're saying Shudu Daini. So Tosos and the Rishonim point out that you're right here, you don't say Shudu Daini except in the situations where the Gemara says it, say Shudu Daini. But it doesn't seem to explain why, in this case, you say Shudu Daini. Why is this case different? I don't know why this case is different. The Rishonim talk about it. Why is this case different? Right?
Why is it not Yeah. Why.
Yeah. I don't know why. The Tosos just goes in to say, most of the time we say Motzi Mechaver L'Raya and brings a bunch of cases. He says, but there are some times we say Yachloku and brings a bunch of cases. So why here are we saying Shudu the Daini? It's a very interesting, I don't know what the case is, why you're saying Shudu the Daini here. You don't typically say Shudu the Daini. I don't know why you say Shudu the Daini here. You know why we say Shudu the Daini here? So what? Most of the time we say Machlokas, we say that the Motzi Mechaver L'Raya. No, so Machlokas, what Shudu the Daini is, I understand that. But why most of Shas, we say either Motzi Mechaver L'Raya or Yachloku sometimes. Tosos gives a whole list of cases. But here's Shudu the Daini. And Tosos says, you only say Shudu the Daini when the Gemara tells you to say Shudu the Daini. Why? Why here is it Shudu the Daini? Yeah, so if you can't figure out, the Tosos brings cases. Even if you don't know what the halach is, you still say Motzi Mechaver L'Raya. You don't say Shudu the Daini. He brings examples. What makes this case different? Have you asked him to mention it?
Actually, he did. I'm trying to remember what he said.
Okay. I have to listen. Good.
Yeah,
there's two dots. Fine, we'll go a little further. We have 5 more minutes. Amar Rabba. We'll do one more case. Amar Rabba. Rabba said, guy walks up, they're talking about now a case. People own property with shutfus. Okay, I own a property with you with Simklin shutfus. Okay, and I want to sell my portion. So I go up to the Meimoch and I say, Palga the Isli Ba'ara, the half that I own, you've got to look at the Lashon, the half that I own of the field, so that means Palga. That means I sold that entire half. I sold my entire portion. But if I said Palga Ba'ara de Isli, if I say half of the field that I own, which is pretty clear, then I've sold a quarter of that field, and I've sold half of my half, which is a quarter. Pretty clear. So Amar Le, Abaye says to him, Maishlahaki, what's the chilik, right? Either way you can interpret it, you can interpret it in both ways. You can interpret both Lashonos both ways, a fourth or a half. What's the difference between one or the other? And Ishtik, and Rabba was quiet. So Amar Abaye says, Anna Sabira me the ishki kablu bi kabla. I thought that he accepted my objection, and therefore there was no difference. Either each case would be a half, or each case would be a quarter. Velohi, that's not true, because I saw Hanu Shtari the Nafik Meimar. I saw the Shtaros that came out of Rabba's house, Uksibu Hachi, and this was written in the Shtaros. Palga the Isli Ba'ara, if the Lashon used is Palga the Isli Ba'ara, which means half of the field that I have, then the Shtar continues, he sold Palga, he sold half of the field. Meaning now this buyer is a Shutof with Simcha complete in the field. But if he wrote, the Shtar said Palga Ba'ara the Isli, half from the field that I owe, then the Shtar continued and said that he sold a revi. He only sold a quarter, and now Simcha has a half, I have a quarter, and my buyer has a quarter. Right, he stuck to what he said before. We'll stop here. Have a good day.